Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us this morning. So on today's show, my guest is Dr. Charles Sutton. Good morning, Dr. Sutton.
Oh, good morning, Carol.
And Dr. Sutton is an interventional radiology here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So can you tell our audience how long you've been here?
Well, this is my 10th month here, but I've been in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area for over 20 years. And before that, I was practicing and teaching radiology in New York City.
Wow. And so we are lucky. We are so lucky to have you here at Wayne Memorial Hospital because, you know, I think as our listeners, you know, hear what you have to say, I think it's so important to let them know, you know, what is an interventional radiologist? I think that's the biggest question that I have for you.
That is a very good question because a lot of people don't think about it. They don't know about it. We can see so well into the human body now with ultrasound and CAT scan and MRI. We can tell down to a millimeter or submillimeter detail what's going on inside the body, inside the tubes, inside organs, that we can actually do procedures based upon the images. And I was going to go into surgery. There's a lot that can be done with surgery that still is done with surgery. Mm-hmm. And now we have laparoscopic surgery that's less invasive. And yet interventional radiology is even less invasive than that. We can go in with small holes using wires, tubes, biopsy devices. When we're done with the procedure, there's no stitching. There's a Band-Aid put on this orifice that's left where we did the procedure. And it's just doing as much as possible without dissection, mm-hmm. without open surgery or stitches on the outside.
Which is, in this day and age, it's truly, truly incredible. So, you know, I want to point out that you went to medical school. You said that you did like a surgery kind of rotation, I should say, or you were thinking about that, right?
Oh, yes. I did actually cardiovascular surgery rotation when I was at Stanford. Mm-hmm. And I was fascinated with surgery back then. And they had the cardiovascular surgery unit. And I was thinking of doing that. But I was also interested in biomedical engineering and the advances in medicine that are going on, in fact, going on all the time. Mm-hmm. They're gradually improving step by step. And it was attractive to do procedures in blood vessels. And I realized we were going to be able to do this without open surgery.
Right.
And one of my professors in Cleveland had developed interventional radiology and was looking for people who wanted to be radiologists and yet do invasive procedures on patients.
And so you raised your hand and you said, that's for me, right?
Well, I worked with him for a bit, uh-huh. and I realized, yes, there's a lot to be done.
Yeah. And like I said, we are lucky to have you. So you're an interventional radiologist, board certified, but you're also what they call a diagnostic radiologist. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yes. You know, after medical school and doing research on cardiovascular stenting, I decided to try surgery, and I was a surgeon as an intern and then went into radiology. And you had to be a diagnostic radiologist first. And I took a 4-year residency and learned the multitude. It was 10 different areas of diagnostic radiology.
Wow.
And I can definitely read all those areas still. And I'm board certified in diagnostic radiology. And went on and did 2 years of interventional radiology fellowship at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia. And that was excellent training. Mm-hmm. They had interventional radiology in the catheterization laboratory. We had it in CAT scanning. They had it in ultrasound. ultrasound specialists.
Right.
And a separate neuro room for doing neuroangiography.
Wow. And you know, coming back to that, you know, that being a diagnostic radiologist and then the interventional, that is all connected. So you can actually look at a radiology report and kind of plan or know what you need to do as part of that procedure, right?
Yes, I do more than look at the report. I look at the actual images. Mm-hmm. I see where the question is and take a close look at possible approaches. First, is this really something wrong, or is this a variant of normal? Is it something that really should be pursued, or is it something that's best observed and it's probably not really worth doing an invasive procedure?
Right.
But once I see the images, I talk with the other physician and mm-hmm. decide and tell them what we can do to help their patient.
So we talked about interventional radiologists. What are some of the procedures that you would do as an interventional radiologist?
Very good question. We're developing different departments here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, and one of them is really growing fast is the urology department with Dr. Don Preate and his partners.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, I can help relieve obstructed organs, people with trouble with kidney stones, if it's blocking their kidneys, or if their bladder is not flowing properly, obstruction by, say, the prostate gland. The tube can be put in totally separate through the skin, and we can drain a bladder that's obstructed simply with a tube without having to do open surgery. And it's a real relief for the patient. And mm-hmm. it drains separately with, you know, no incision, no stitches, no dissection,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, a shorter recovery period than
right.
surgery.
Right. And is it true that you also use equipment? You mentioned like ultrasound and X-ray or things like that. What are some of the machines? I hate saying machines because I think they're just so much more than that that you would have to use during a procedure.
Well, they are machines. they're not robotic. And we'll use ultrasound or CAT scan guidance
mm-hmm.
or regular fluoroscopy, X-ray guidance. And sometimes a combination of the two, like if there's some lesion in the liver that needs to be looked at carefully, I can use ultrasound to find it. And if it turns out it's liquid and not solid and needs to be drained,
mm-hmm.
I can use fluoroscopy to put a skinny little wire in and exchange for a catheter and drain fluid out of the liver if it turns out not to be something solid. So it gives me a multitude of tools to use in medicine that were previously unavailable.
Mm-hmm. Right, and which is, again, so exciting to especially have this service at Wayne Memorial Hospital, because prior to 10 months, you know, we didn't have some with your specialty, again, being a board-certified interventional radiologist, how important it is, really. And you also work with Dr. Barracks, so we'll give him a shout-out, right?
Yes.
And he's also he's a radiologist here at Wayne Memorial Hospital as well. But you probably work closely together.
Yes, I work with Dr. Barracks and also in conjunction with Dr. Sybil Rickard in pathology. It's very nice to have a pathologist there if I'm doing a biopsy to be able to discern if there's a satisfactory amount of tissue for them to study. Now, there won't be a diagnosis based on the biopsy right away, but I want to make sure that there's an adequate amount of tissue
right.
for the pathologist to study and mm-hmm. differentiate, you know, what it is.
Right. And when you do these procedures, I am sure the individuals that are having that done, it could be a little scary for them, correct? So do you take the time and, you know, kind of go over what you're going to do with them?
Yes. Prior to the procedure, I think it's very important to answer the patient's questions, even if they know nothing or almost nothing about it, tell them what it's going to be and what they're going to go through and what they have to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
If we provide conscious sedation for the patients, then they'll need a ride home, no driving for 24 hours. But I'll explain the procedure in detail, and all probably better than they get on the internet. I don't know. I see so much information on the internet. And to be honest, I use the internet too. There are sites for physicians that are excellent.
Right.
But then sometimes I look at it and I go, WebMD. And I feel like asking that website, MD, what medical school did you graduate from?
I know what you're saying, because it is scary out there that you can't always believe what's on the internet. But again, there's proper sites that you go to. And I'm sure there's also continuing education credits that you have to do on a yearly basis, like any medical professional. Is that correct?
Yes, there are examinations that we go through all the time. We used to have re-examinations every 5 or 10 years, and nowadays they're continuous. Every week there are a couple new questions to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure you're up to date.
Right.
Actually, it's very interesting. They're usually good questions, and they apply to the practice.
Right, right. Because, you know, I think obviously we, as a medical, professional myself, we always can learn new things and, and make them relevant to our everyday activities that we do, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when someone needs to have an interventional radiologist procedure, I should say, they would, maybe it would start with their primary care doctor or some medical test they had done where they would maybe, the physician would contact you and kind of start that referral basis. Is that the way it would work?
Well, I think it's been working pretty well that way here at Wayne now, where the physician who desires to have their patient tested or treated will give me a call.
Okay.
And I'll look at the reports and look at the images and the previous images and the ones before that, all relevant studies, and make sure it's a procedure that is indicated, explain what we can do. In some cases, if there's a better alternative, what else could be done for the patient that I would recommend instead.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly go over things with the referring doctor. And the doctor usually tells their patient they're recommending this.
Mm-hmm.
And have talked about it with me. And if the patient agrees, then transfer the information from the physician's office directly to here. And we'll put it in our electronic medical record for storage.
Right.
For use prior to the procedure.
Right. And it's important to make a note, too, that you do the procedures here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. They don't have to go anyplace else if they need to have it done, correct?
Yes. Yes. Some of them are done up in the cardiac catheterization angiography laboratory on the third floor. Some are done right here in ultrasound on the first floor or in CAT scan on the first floor. And fluoroscopy is here on the first floor. And it's a tight-knit hospital. Things are so close.
It is. But you know what? I will say, when I've done tours of the hospital for like students and other groups that come through, they are amazed when we bring them back here through radiology how much we have here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I will say that the equipment we have is up to date and very, state of the art. And I'm sure you would agree with that, correct?
Well, I've been very satisfied with the high detail that we can see and the degree of training that the technologists have. They've been very helpful. And I just like their attitude with the patients. It's kind of a trickle-down theory from above, where the chief executive officer of the hospital was a nurse who trained in business, so he knows things from a nursing point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they treat their staff, and it trickles down through the nurses to the patients and throughout the whole hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It just has the attitude that reminds me of what it was like 20 or 30 years ago when I was in training, and we could take our time with the patients,
right,
and make sure that they're taken care of, you know, to the extent that I want them to be.
Right. Well, you know, I don't think there's a better way to end the show than with what you just said. And so, Dr. Sutton, I really want to thank you for being on the show today and, you know, explaining to our community, to our listeners, what is an interventional radiologist. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Carol.
Again, this is Carol Knier. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.